Welcome to Amplifying Leadership, a podcast where we talk leadership and all that goes with it, with our guests, talking about our wins and even some of our challenges. My name is Tara Lehman, and I am a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. We aim to support leaders through this podcast, coaching, community, and more. To learn more about Amplifying Leadership and all of our services, please visit amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Anna Cavagnoli, business owner and transformational leadership trainer. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tara. Thanks for so much for having me here.
Yes, I'm glad to have you here and talk about this topic of transformational leadership. But before we do that, let's get to know a little bit about you and your leadership story.
Sure. So originally I am from Brazil. So that's why I have this special accent.
Oh, it's very lovely.
Yes. And I have been living in the United States for the past 10 years. Okay. And I came to US because of my previous company that I used to work and to implement a new factory. I was head of a quality in that time. And I started my leadership career. I would like to say that's something that I would like to tell to everybody. People think that leader is about having a title.
Oh, yeah.
And, I used to say that leadership is not only about a title, but it's how you put yourself in a table, how you walk, how you inspire people, because there are several types of leadership. So leadership as a title, I started to have when I was 25, 26 year old as a supervisor in logistics, program manager, and after that, keep growing. But my leadership style, I always had this spirit of inspirational leadership since when I started working in corporate world, you know. And after that, I started to see that my true passion was really transformational leadership. That is this inspirational approach. And I was for a long time as well, what I call cross-functional leader. Something, by the way, Tara, that not so many people talk about. Mm-hmm. And how this is so important in organizations is investing in cross-functional leaders. Because in the end, with that, all the kind of changes can happen in your organizations. So I was always a cross-functional leader, and for more than 10 years, really leading people as well.
You know, I have to come back to what you said about it's not about a title, because it really isn't. You can have somebody who is in your team that doesn't have a title, but is leading that team in some way or another. And it's about building those skills in them. And, everybody can lead in some way. So I love that you mentioned it doesn't have to be a title, because it absolutely does not have to be a title. Exactly. So why don't we talk about your definition of transformational leadership for our audience today? How do you define that? What does it look like for you?
So this is interesting. So transformational leadership, it's something that a scientist, a political scientist and leadership researcher, his name is James Burns. He created, or he came with this name in 70s. It was in 1970s. But this is becoming more spoken nowadays. Okay. Why? Mm-hmm. And this is so important. You understand why transformational leadership is important. Because what is happening with the business nowadays? Okay. So we are more and more in a wave that we are having a lot of the technology playing a big role to make business getting the differentiation, right? In internet, IA is one thing. All these technology tools is really playing a big role. And what happening is artificial intelligence, for example, this is really making companies becoming more cost effective, cutting costs or making more effectiveness. But now we are coming in a wave that we need to make sure that we are binding those elements of technology with the humanity, how humans can drive change. So bear with me. So what's happening now is, if the company wanna get some difference, they really need to have innovation in the core of everything they do. But when you talk about innovation, Tara, what happens if an organization, immediately when you put the innovation element inside of a company, you drive change.
Mm-hmm.
Program change, what's happening in the company that I'm consulting nowadays, a big pharmaceutical company, they are doing a lot of changes. And doing the change management aspect brings something else. People get afraid of change.
Oh, yes, fear.
Employees get to change because they feel threatened. Nobody likes change. Nobody, because they get the resistance element.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why cultural transformation and leadership, transformation leadership, it's so important. It's only with a culture of a innovation, a culture of a transformation leadership can implement this. So leadership, transformational leadership, a style of a leadership that drives change. And this can be a title, yes,
mm-hmm.
but can be something as a skill that is developed, or people that has more of these giving skills, like I have. I see that I have this strength to inspire people for a change. So what happens is with the transformational leadership, and you have a strong change happening in our organization, mm-hmm. what a transformational leader do is that he can inspire people, telling the why behind this change, and people join, employees join the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened is there is a kind of a wave of people that join changes. You have the first ones that are innovators.
Mm-hmm.
The innovators are the ones that a change comes. It's the kind of people like when you launch the new iPhone, they don't care. They are in the line already waiting to buy the iPhone. They don't care what's going on. They are going there and they buy. These are the innovators. But after the innovators join, comes the followers. So you need to embrace those innovators in your company, people that really buy the purpose, and innovators are drawn by purpose. And only when you bring the innovators on the same page than you, the followers will get stick to the new culture of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that you want to implement an innovation in your company, you need to make sure that you have some transformational leader bring the, you know, the Nelson Mandela mm-hmm. of your organization, telling, I have a dream.
Yes. It's interesting you talk about that wave, because it's something that I've also taught in change management, is that wave of you have those innovators, and they can be quite small group, but you need them to drive the change.
They change
right?
the world.
They can. Yes, they do. And it's maybe, you know, 10%, maybe less, maybe more, depending on your organization, but you need them. You need them. So I love that you brought that up. It's a very, very important thing for everybody to remember when it comes to significant change. And going back to AI and having to transform a business into also accepting AI, I was just talking to someone in the music industry who was telling me that their business has slowed by so much because of AI, up to 80%, depending on where you are in the business.
Wow.
And so you have to be able to be accepting, as you're talking about, and transform your business to actually meet the current, you know, cultural changes such as AI, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And what needs to happen as well, that people need to understand, is that you should not be threatened by AI, but mm-hmm. you need to understand what is your differentiator that AI cannot replace.
Exactly. The uniqueness.
That's the point. Because what happened is AI in our corporations now is really making things more efficient. So this is going to allow you to use your skills as human being to differentiate yourself. So nowadays, what's happening? You are so busy, so flooded with tasks and things that you are getting out of developing your human skills in a way that this can differentiate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the next way that's happening is embedding this AI with the human elements, making you be more human, embracing mm-hmm. your humanity. That's what I like to call. And mm-hmm. making sure that you are using AI. And I'm reading a book, by the way, that I can even talk about, is this book here that's amazing, like Empathy in Action.
Okay, yeah.
From Tony Bates, that it really talks about that in the end, you need to embed empathy
mm-hmm.
in the technology, correct? And yeah. When he talks about empathy here, he's not talking about empathy in a way of a kumbaya event. It's not mm-hmm. about that. It's about, okay, AI is going to give you tons of inputs about your customers. Tons of inputs. What you are going to do with it for you to differentiate about yourself. Mm-hmm. And you are going to become a professional that the companies need so much because you are getting everything that AI is giving to you. You are processing all that and making decisions that's going to make a complete difference in your company. That's the way that you have to innovate in your company.
Yes, I would agree. So let me ask you this. If we have leaders out there that are struggling right now, and maybe they want to, you know, learn a way to become more of a transformational leader, is there any particular skill that they may need to learn if they don't already have it?
Yes. So this is interesting because when you talk about becoming, I love that you're talking about becoming, because there are some people that can think, oh, I'm not a transformational leader. I'm not an inspirational leader. I am this type of leader. So mm-hmm. stop there, because according with a book named Outliers, you can develop mm-hmm. any kind of skills you want to develop.
I 100% agree. Yes.
Yes. So you take time, but you can. Okay, so this is the first thing. So yes, you can become, or you can use transformational leadership elements in your life. Okay, so first of all, I want to step back and talk about types of leadership. Mm-hmm. You have a strategic leadership, you have a transactional leadership, and you have a transformational leadership. In strategic leadership, it's more common used by C-suite. Because mm-hmm. they are going to be the one building the strategy. They are going to be the one taking a look in the 5-6 year plan. Not mm-hmm. only C-suite, a lot of times you need to do it. Consulting. Me as a consultant, I do a lot of this strategic mm-hmm. to take a look and strategize a plan for the organization. This is totally okay. Strategic. Mm-hmm. What's the gap that you have with a strategic leadership? The gap is that those type of a leadership, it's far away from people.
Mm-hmm.
They are yes. not in the day-to-day thing. So sometimes they can develop a kind of a strategy that it's not so empathetic. And if you are just in that realm of a strategic, what you know what's going to happen? The idea will be amazing. But when you are going to implement, it's not going to stick. Because mm-hmm. of what? What we're talking now. Resistance, change management is tough.
Yeah.
That's yes. it. And with that, and this is the gap that's happening nowadays. Strategic leaders come with amazing ideas. They give that for the transactional leaders. But now, bear with me. What mm-hmm. happens with transactional leaders? Transactional leaders are extremely important because they are the one doing the drum beats. But the transactional leaders, they take care of a short-term goals. Are you going to keep with the budget? Are you going to keep with deadlines? Are you doing those tests? It's important. But it's tactical leaders, they don't drive change. They drive mm-hmm. initiatives. Do you see the gaps what's happening
yes, there? Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They have the strategic leaders implementing, launching ideas and telling what is important to do in the next 3 to 5 years. They gave this for the transactional leaders. The transactional leaders just say, you do that, you did that, and I'm not saying that this is wrong, this is important. But these don't drive change. These don't drive passion. And mm-hmm. this is, by the way, is the core of my business. I call igniting passion drives results.
Love it.
So the transformational leader, that can be somebody else, or can be you touching the transactional leaders to become transformational leaders.
Mm-hmm.
are the ones that are going to bring this connection, telling, look, we have this 3 to 5 years plan that's happening in our organization now. But mm-hmm. look, don't worry. This is not bad. This is the vision of what's happening in our organization. This is, by the way, amazing. And this is why this is happening. So mm-hmm. now I will give you the four I's as a transactional leader should Perfect. Become a transformational leader. Okay?
Okay.
Because in the end, this is what you need. You need to make sure that you are taking your A players of transactional leadership and helping them to have the elements of a transformational leader. And this is what I love to teach and coach and mentor people. So the first one that you need to do is intellectual stimulation. Okay? So you need to make sure that all the transactional tasks that you are giving to your employee is not only do this and do that, and just giving them the what, telling why it's important what you're doing, mm-hmm. showing the value of what they do. Because what happens a lot of times, and I was already an individual contributor, and I know that because a lot of individual contributors came to talk to me and said, oh, I see no value of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Analysts, I'm talking about analysts. I'm talking about, you know, people that are really doing the transactional work. They don't feel them as valuable. Mm-hmm. But now I tell you, take out all the analysts from our corporation. What happens? You are in a disaster because they are the ones providing data.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if a transactional leader comes and show to those analysts from those people that are really in the beginning of career, showing the value of what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Showing, look, if you don't do what you're doing, all those strategic things that the C-suite are taking decisions would not happen. You are feeding the C-suite. Oh my gosh, my work is important. I need to do that. It's different. So you are providing them some, you know, intellectual stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
And in top of that, challenging them. So look, I want to give a challenge. Besides doing that, why you don't bring me something else that you never did? Mm-hmm. Surprise me. To see the talent, the hidden talents that these people have. Because the job of a leader is also to nurture it and bring out some hidden secrets that even you as an employee, you don't know that you have. So this is the first element. Okay. The second element is the individual consideration. And what this means is really making sure that you are bringing the spirit of ownership in your employee. And what makes me sometimes getting nuts is sometimes I was in meetings in my previous corporation with leaders, vice presidents, territory vice presidents,
mm-hmm.
and they were complaining about their employees, telling, oh, this guy or this person, they don't have any ownership. That's what's happening. That's why we cannot improve results of sales. That's why we cannot improve the results in customer experience. They have zero ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to that, and my next question was like, what you were doing to drive ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing is you telling your employee doesn't have. But the second question is what you are doing to drive ownership. Are you making these things clear? Are you hiring folks that are correctly for that role? But in a nutshell, you as a transactional leader, you need to make sure that you are driving ownership. And this is so mm-hmm. freaking important. Number one, not only for results for your corporation, but when you drive ownership and people say, look, this is mine from the beginning and the end, you are taking out the bullshit of excuses that the employee is going to give mm-hmm. to you. Sorry, mm-hmm. my language, but like,
that's okay.
I didn't do that because this is with Sandy. No, you own that from the beginning to the end. And if it's something is holding you, you go talk to Sandy. And if Sandy doesn't help you, come back and I help you. I will mm-hmm. take the duty of a leader is take out the roadblock for employee when something happens. But our employee needs to have ownership. Mm-hmm. So he needs to make this clear. But when the employee understand that and takes ownership, you know what's the next thing that happens? He felt empowered. Oh, mm-hmm. I own something.
Yes.
Empowerment comes with that. He feels empowered. And after that comes the next thing that is in diversity and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
If things included, the inclusion element. He feels empowered. He feels included in something bigger than themselves. And this it makes what? Makes company be in motion.
Yes.
Okay. So now comes the next why. The next why is inspiration, motivation. You need to drive change by purpose. You should not just say, oh, look, for the end of the month, we need to make sure that we are on budget. At the end of the month, we need to finish all these reports. At the end of the month, we need blah, blah, blah. No.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell why. This is because this is going to drive people go for the extra mile. People are going to give the blood for a cause. People don't give blood because the company needs to save money. People mm-hmm. give their blood because of a cause bigger than themselves.
Yes. Purpose.
So, purpose. Yeah. Purpose-driven people. People are driven by purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, look, guys, if we do this, we are going to really, whatever it is, and you need to understand what is the bigger purpose of your organization. I'll give an example. Mm-hmm. I'm working in these pharmaceuticals now and working with IT. And they are doing amazing work with, implementing products, implementing mm-hmm. new technologies. And we create visions for those products. And when I ask them, what's your vision? And they come with telling, look, we are going to make a supply chain more effective in supply chain. Yeah, that's good. This is a why. But what's the bigger why behind that?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, when supply chain become more effective, this means that the drugs, I'm just giving
example. Of course.
The drugs is going to arrive faster in the hospitals. And what happens when this happens? Oh, we are saving lives. Oops. Mm-hmm. So what's your why? Why you are waking up every day in the morning and getting out of the bed is because you are making an AI solution, or because of through your AI solution, you are allowing people to get a better quality of lives.
Yeah.
Do you understand the difference?
Yes, there's a big difference there. Advocate for understanding purpose of every employee, every C-suite. They need to know their why and their purpose.
Yes. So imagine the difference you showing your employee that they are not waking up every day to do a freaking AI solution. They are mm-hmm. doing an AI solution because through that AI solution, they are saving lives.
Yes.
This is totally different.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, absolutely. So,
leaders need to learn how to become more inspirational. And this is a skill that can be developed.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's happening? Companies are more and more developing people in knowledge. And this is mm-hmm. important, don't get me wrong. People learning about product management, companies leading about mm-hmm.
process or whatever,
project, savings, and all this is important, don't get me wrong, but this is more and more transactional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you want to implement solutions, when you want to implement innovation organization, what you need? Transformational behaviors.
Yeah.
And if you don't start, if you're transactional leaders, that is the middle management, because what happens is the C-suite goes, they understand, and they don't develop the middle management to become transformational leaders. And mm-hmm. this is where it runs flat all initiations.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you bringing up purpose, because that's something I've talked about several times as well, because if your employees don't understand their why or their purpose, they can't help you with transformation or change. But also that sense of belonging that comes with the diversity, equity, inclusion, that sense of belonging is so important when it comes to teams as well, because then they feel like they are able to share with you or help transform and drive change. So let me ask you this. You provided a lot of information today, which we all appreciate. Is there one big key takeaway that you want our audience to remember from our conversation?
Don't get hooked by a title. Don't get hooked.
Yes.
There are a lot of people aspiring to be leaders, and that's good, but understand something. Leadership is not a role, it's a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this mission is start independent of a title. So start becoming the best cross-functional leader driving a change. Because with that, you are going to be inspiring. You are going to be bringing change to organization. You know what's going to happen? Organically, leaders that has titles are going to look, oh, look, Tara. Tara is doing amazing work, inspiring others, people coming in and helping, and she's doing that. She's doing great. You know what's going to happen? Happen next? Naturally, a promotion is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are just getting titles and certification. And I'm not saying certification is not good. Go for it as well. Prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. But make sure that you are becoming the best cross-functional leader, because companies need cross-functional leadership with this kind of a transformational leadership approach. And with this, naturally become, you will become an amazing real leader, not only a boss.
Yes, I love that. I love that. There is a difference between a boss and a leader.
Huge, 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 tons of difference. Bosses. Yes. You need leaders.
You need leaders. And I like that you say, let's not worry about titles. I mean, how many long, long titles did I have throughout my career that really, what does it say? Nothing about what my abilities are. So can you tell us, Anna, if other people wanted to learn more about you or what you do, how they can find you online?
Sure. So if you want, I provide mentorships about transformational leadership and other types of mentorship. Okay. So you can definitely find me on www.ignitebusiness.live. That is my site. Another way is definitely through my LinkedIn profile, Anna Flavia Cavagnoli. And I also have my Instagram, that is Anna_IgniteBusiness.
Thank you for sharing all these key things about transformational leadership today on this episode. It was, you know, just amazing to have you on.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, an honor.
Thank you. Of course, we want to thank our listeners today as well. We hope that you gained some insights to help you grow on your transformational leadership journey. If you are a leader or someone who would like to grow into leadership, we know that support and developing your skills are a way to move forward. Please check us out, all of our leadership services and our community at amplifyingleadership.ca. Until next time, please be safe and be an amazing leader or leader to be.